Re. Burnaby's last bowling alley land sold to developer, high-rise towers plan. Editor. I bowled at Revs for years with the Special Olympics, and we have had tournaments and all kinds of fun things, including our practices every week. Revs will be greatly missed by me and all the other Special Olympics athletes. Christy Tilton. Editor. Bowling was a great family sport in the 60s. My family all bowled, and our home lanes was Stry Co-op on 7th Avenue in Vancouver. However, we went to Brentwood Lanes very often, it was huge. And, by the way, with a very nice restaurant. As a member of the youth program, we often competed with the kids at the Brentwood Lanes, and had great times. I even went to an American National Tournament in 1971 with the BC Senior Boys winner from Brentwood. If memory serves me right, Brad White? Anyways, it will be sad to see the complex disappear. Pam Munier. Editor. I was there the night Brentwood Lanes opened. What was a 9-year-old kid doing out that summer night? It was an exciting time. Very modern and expensive looking. There were trick bowlers there that night. One of them sent a ball spinning and spinning down the lane. It must have taken 5 minutes or more to reach the pins. How did he do that? Growing up in the Parkcrest subdivision, just across Lougheed Highway, my friends and I would find ourselves at the bowling alley at times. But not to bowl, more like to cause mischief. There was a 4-foot-high culvert under the highway which we could walk through to get there. Sometimes we'd walk up to the crest of the hill and get a burger for 19 cents. Those were the days. Terry Sullivan.